Don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour here on this Thursday, February 13th, 2025 edition, your Defending Fathers, Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Couple of press releases, things that are happening. And this is kind of interesting, the way they're putting this out as a press release from our Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist II. Lieutenant Governor Gilchrist announces 90 good paying jobs, local jobs, utilizing $10 million in capital investment in Houghton County. Okay. I don't even want to get the calculator out for that one. You guys can figure it out yourself. Yesterday, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist traveled to the Upper Peninsula to announce two expansion projects in Houghton County, representing 90 new jobs, over $10 million of capital investment. The business, Great Lakes Sound and Vibration, is expanding their operation in Franklin Township. This will support existing and future contracts with the U.S. Department of Defense. Lucas Technologies, located in Calumet, is growing their operations to support the company's ability to quickly increase production capacity to meet the rising demand in defense and energy sectors, and to support newly awarded business designs, manufacture, and deliver a device that is used to improve efficiency in the oil and gas industry. Today's announcements represents incredible news for Michiganders in Franklin Township, Calumet, and the Houghton County region. They're walking the walk when it comes to making it in Michigan, creating 90 good-paying jobs just in the UP alone. I applaud their major contributions to the defense and energy sectors and can't wait to see what's next to help these communities thrive. He said this has all been made available by working with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, as well as the Make It in Michigan Economic Development Fund. One thing he doesn't mention in here, how much money in grants or loans is the state of Michigan via Michigan Economic Development and this Make It in Michigan Economic Fund. He never mentions how much money they're giving. Trying to make it look like, basically, they're doing it on their own. Then why even mention the Michigan Economic Development Corporation or the Michigan Make It in Michigan Fund? No mention anywhere of how much money we, the taxpayers, are putting into this expansion in the UP. This guy's getting ready to run for governor, folks. Mark my words. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Smith & Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith & Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith & Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Our very own State Senator John DeMoose, Senator of the 37th State Senate District, yesterday on Wednesday introduced legislation that would exempt tips earned by the state's hospitality workers from income taxes in the state of Michigan. Tourism and hospitality are both incredibly important to Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula economies, said DeMoose. A lot of people are concerned with rising costs and how they're going to make ends meet. My goal in introducing this legislation is to provide some level of alleviation of these everyday concerns for these workers, end quote, said DeMoose. Well, the legislation largely mirrors federal proposals and would provide a 100% exemption for earned income in the form of tips. DeMoose said a tip is earned by an employee going above and beyond and can fluctuate greatly based on an immeasurable number of factors. The government already gets their hands on enough of our people's money, and this is just one of many ways we can provide some financial relief. I hope this legislation opens the door for other forms of tax relief for Michigan workers as well. Senator DeMoose said he hopes this legislation could serve as a protective layer should a deal to save Michigan's tipped wage provision fails to come to fruition before February 21st. As we work through this issue, continue to have hearings, work to get tip credit legislation to the governor's desk, I wanted to introduce this measure as a way to provide a safeguard for the hospitality workers who earn tips, which are expected to drop should the new law take effect without a deal. The reality is that many tip workers will face significant pay cuts under the new law. Eliminating their tax burden on tipped earnings will raise the wages for the workers without burdening or driving up any costs to the businesses. ...4.25% state income tax cut is what he's proposing. Well, here's only one problem. This will never pass in the Senate, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer will never sign it. You're not in the majority, so basically, this is an attempt to make it look like you're trying to do something that doesn't have a snowball chance of passing, doesn't have a snowball chance of ever becoming a law. Honestly, John, it appears to me to be kind of a gimmick while you guys are dealing with this can that you continue to kick down the road and have been for over 7 months. Kind of sad, actually. But we shall see. Now, one other thing, red flag laws. This is interesting. Remember the gun bills? We talked about it. They were going to pass it. Well, they've come out with a report. Michigan legislature yesterday received its inaugural report, looking at individual laws, bills that have become law, and the impact it's had on Michiganders. The, quote, red flag bill package was signed into law back in 2023. A total of 391 complaints were filed under the Extreme Risk Protection Order Act, known as the red flag law. It went into effect on February 13th last year, 2024, and ending the report date at the end of the year, December 31st. What did they find in this report? Well, 391 complaints were filed. At least 31 individuals, 11.4% of those, restrained by the ERPOs, ended up being charged with 74 criminal offenses within 30 days of the extreme risk protection order being entered. None of those charges were for refusing or failing to comply with the protection order. However, 22 charges were directly related to firearms or ammunition violations. Most frequently charged offense, domestic violence, followed by resisting arrest by the police. Early in 2023, the Democrats passed a package of gun safety bills that allows someone, including a family member or law enforcement, to petition a circuit court to place an individual under a extreme risk protection order. Here's how the actual statistics broke down in this report. 391 complaints made. 384 were against adults. 7 involved a minor. Of those filed, 8 were rescinded after a hearing. 6 were dismissed or withdrawn by the petitioner. 84, only 84 out of 391 were denied. Of the complaints against the adults, 237 created a court order. 111 an emergency court order, which was made by a judge, decision made by the judge without requiring the parties to even be present. You didn't even get a chance to defend yourself. State statute makes it a 93-day misdemeanor for making a false statement in filing a ERPO. Nobody was charged with any of those charges. After your first offense, if you do it again, second and or third offense, they turn into felonies, punishable up to 5 years in prison. Supreme Court adopted the rules, allowing them to go through back in February 2024, which actually implemented the Red Flag Laws Act. February 6, 2024, went into effect February 13th, a week later. Well, almost 400 cases, 400 complaints. Honestly, I'm kind of surprised. I thought it'd be much higher. But according to this report, that's all that they ended up doing for the entire fiscal year since the law began February through December 31st. Kind of interesting. Now, one other thing I think is pretty interesting. Detroit News is reporting on a story. Safe storage gun law. Charges against parents. This is interesting. Remember the shooter from Oxford High School? Mom and dad ended up going to prison. Well, they are claiming that in this story here, 1 year after Michigan lawmakers passed a law designed to ensure children don't get a hold of loaded guns and hurt themselves or others, it's been used in 36 times in various counties across the state. Most of these cases are actually still working their way through the courts. Charges have been filed against parents, grandparents, and cousins. In one case in Macomb County, a babysitter was charged. Most of the charges have been filed in Michigan's most populous counties. 7 in Wayne, 5 in Macomb, 4 in Genesee, 4 in Kent County, 3 in Oakland, and 2 in Newaygo, which is on the west side of the state. Again, the law went into effect February 13th. Requires individuals to keep unattended weapons unloaded and locked with a locking device or stored in a lockbox or firearm vault. If it is reasonably known that a minor is likely to be present on the premises. Basically, you got to lock them up, store them safely if there's kids potentially coming to your house. One short story, Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy told the Detroit News that while she doesn't know if the law is making a difference in how people actually store their guns, it has made it easier for her office to charge people when they don't. Those found guilty of violating the safe storage laws face up to 5 years in prison, a $5,000 fine, or both. Worthy went on to say the law has given us a tool that we could easily use to charge people today. Back in the day, we didn't have this law. We couldn't make homes safe. She went on to say, when the law was first passed, after 8 of 9 years of working on it, I was finally happy. Now we have the tools to make sure people are going to be held accountable for safe storage of their firearms and ammunition. The only case in Newaygo was the grandparents of a 5-year-old, Braxton Dykstra. They were charged after another child got a hold of an unsecured gun and shot their grandson back in April of 2024, killing him. Braxton's father, Dominic, said it blows his mind to see how many deaths and injuries happened even after the law went into effect a year ago today. Man, that's tough, that one. Prosecuting the grandparents for the death of their grandson. Well, the grandparents, Carl and Teresa Robart, were charged with safe storage violation in connection with his death. Carl, the grandfather, was sentenced to 3 to 15 years in prison. Teresa, the grandmother, sentenced to a year in jail for second-degree child abuse. The father says it's common sense. Like, come on, people, wake up. I thought after my son's passing, it was going to wake everybody up, because this story went big nationwide. One year ago today. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning